Kat, the final was a little under 2 weeks ago. Has it finally sunk in yet?
Yes and no, I think. There are still times where, you know, people congratulate me or I have a look back through the pictures and I realise that actually, do you know what, we've finally achieved winning the Super League. So there are still moments where I catch myself smiling and thinking, wow, what it was to win 2 weeks ago.
You've been with Storm a couple of seasons. Why do you think 2015 was finally the year?
You know what, I think we've just been building. I think this year we really took a step back and really focused on what we needed to do as a team and, you know, tweaked a few little things and not worry about what other teams are doing. And, you know, I think just the focus on us, I think having the taste of last year's grand final and knowing that we just needed to put in a good 60 minutes and really be consistent and push on. And I think throughout the season, we've been building quite nicely on that. So I think it's just being a little bit more confident and also knowing how to finish this year, I think, is the reason why 2015 was our year.
Was it the team's mentality then?
It was the team's mentality. I think, you know, yes, we sort of went undefeated all last year and sort of came into the grand final, and to lose by one in the last few seconds, I think really put things into perspective in terms of, you know, it can be, you could go through the whole season undefeated, but it's still that last game that really counts. And I think this year we were focused on, you know, getting through the season and getting to the top four. We weren't necessarily concentrating on winning every single game. It was more about, let's get to the end goal, but how we get there, let's really build from it and really focus on what we're doing well to win the game, rather than what aren't we doing to try to change loads of things.
What was it like to actually play at the Copper Box? Do you feel the tension in the crowd?
Do you know what? The Copper Box is an amazing venue. Whether it be London Live or even now the Grand Final, I think you try to put, you know, the crowd out because you want to focus on your game, but I think you just need to embrace it. I think there was a few times that certain calls went certain ways, and, you know, there was a few boos in the crowd, or there was a few, you know, very loud moments where sometimes you can't even hear what the umpire is calling. So it's such a thrill playing in a crowd, in front of a crowd like that. Good and bad. If you want more, you know, sort of your training, it definitely is a motivator to the crowd.
At least you can't hear the bench at times as well.
Yeah, that is true. Although Townsend is in court, so, you know, there are, you know, it's very good to sort of crowd, you know, the crowd to drown out a few certain things, but no, it's amazing.
Now, I've got to admit, I probably can only remember the last 60 seconds. Do you remember anything more than that about the game itself?
I remember. I can remember most of it, really. I think Mavericks were never somebody to underestimate. So we know them as a long history with playing against them. I think the battling and our work until sort of the half time, and, you know, then three-quarter time as well, and we sort of, they came back at us and we sort of stepped away again. But I think it was, you know, everyone keeps asking me, when did you realise that you'd won the game? And I don't think it was until sort of the last, you know, 5 minutes really of the last quarter, where we kind of said, you know what, actually I think we've won this. And, you know, you can never say die until the end, really.
And I think everybody associated with the team as well will have their own chapter written in their autobiographies about the 25th, won't they?
They definitely will. And I think, I posted a Twitter feed and on Facebook, and I think it was on Sunday or the Sunday before, going, you know, this time last year I was celebrating. I think it all means different things to different people, whereas myself, I look back and I go, gosh, all my years of playing netball, all I ever wanted was one title. And, you know, poor Hannah's been in quite a few. So, you know, I think for each and every one of us, it was such a special meaning. The Storm as a franchise to finally get a Super League underneath our belt and sort of be on top, for not lack of trying, but finally it went our way. It's, you know, it's such a great boost.